Dorothea may have attempted to out-minimalize her this morning, Case decides. If so, it hasn't worked. Dorothea's black dress, for all its apparent simplicity, is still trying to say several things at once, probably in at least three languages. Case has hung her Buzz Rixons over the back of her chair, and now she catches Dorothea looking at it. The Rixons is a fanatical museum-grade replica of a U.S. MA-1 flying jacket, as purely functional and iconic a garment as the previous century produced. Dorothea's slow burn is being accelerated, Case suspects, by her perception that Case's MA-1 trumps any attempt at minimalism, the Rixons having been created by Japanese obsessives, driven by passions having nothing at all to do with anything remotely like fashion. Case knows, for instance, that the characteristically wrinkled seams down either arm were originally the result of sewing with pre-war industrial machines that rebelled against the slippery new material, nylon. The makers of the Rixons have exaggerated this, but only very slightly, and done 100 other things, tiny things as well, so that their product has become, in some very Japanese way, the result of an act of worship. It is an imitation more real somehow than that which it emulates. It is easily the most expensive garment Case owns and would be virtually impossible to replace. You don't mind. Stone Street, producing a pack of cigarettes called Silk Cut, which Case, never a smoker, thinks of as somehow being the British equivalent of the Japanese Mild 7, two default brands of creatives. No, says Case. Please do. There is actually an ashtray on the table, a small one, round and perfectly white. As archaic a fixture in America, in the context of a business meeting, as would be one of those flat and filigreed absinthe trowels. But in London, she knew you might encounter those as well, though she'd not yet seen one at a meeting. Dorothea? Offering the pack, but not to Case. Dorothea declining. Stone Street puts a filter tip between his tidally mobile lips and takes out a box of matches that Case assumes were acquired in some restaurant the night before. The matchbox looks very nearly as expensive as Dorothea's gray envelope. He lights up.
Sorry we had to haul you over for this, Case, he says.
The spent match makes a tiny ceramic sound when he drops it into the ashtray. It's what I do, Bernard, Case says.
You look tired, says Dorothea.
4 hours difference, smiling with only the corners of her mouth.